the top five on the Rokan Show. Five. Let's go.
Now, it's the top five at five on the Rokan Show with Anna Tavlantis. Sponsored by the Hip and Knee Center, where they help you feel new again.
Ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Get on with it.
Here we go.
Number five.
Laura Ingraham, last night on the Fox News Channel, is, well, she found her way into this, into the world again of being criticized. Remember when she told LeBron James to just shut up and dribble?
That's right.
Right?
Yeah, he didn't do that.
And now he's got, he has a series or something
Showtime,
called...
Showtime three-part series called Shut Up and Dribble.
Yes, which is fantastic. Coming up called Shut Up and Dribble. Yeah.
In right. which he'll do none of that.
Right.
Well, and he's not. Look at what he's just done with his gift to the schools.
Yep.
There's
an online petition, by the way, to call for LeBron James to replace Betsy DeVos at Secretary of Education. So if you want to sign that.
Bit of a pay cut for him. Mm.
Yeah. And her, I think, actually, too.
Well, yeah, that's true.
They both,
that's true.
Yeah, could make more money elsewhere, but...
Did I hear that her yacht got unmoored?
Yes,
did I hear that?
No, her yacht was internationally registered in one of those tax havens so that she didn't have to
pay. She would fly the flag of the Bahamas or something.
Place.
But no, someone did untie one of her yachts as a prank. She was left with only four until they got it back.
Somebody go get my yacht.
That was what an actual, does one do with just four yachts?
There was an actual line in the first Wall Street. How many yachts can you water ski behind at a time? Well, they're talking about getting too greedy.
Oh, yeah.
Five.
All right. Well, let's focus here, people. Laura Ingraham last night talked about immigration. She's not just upset about illegal immigration.
In some parts of the country, it does seem like the America that we know and love doesn't exist anymore. Massive demographic changes have been foisted upon the American people. And they're changes that none of us ever voted for, and most of us don't like. From Virginia to California, we see stark examples of how radically, in some ways, the country has changed. Now, much of this is related to both illegal and, in some cases, legal immigration that, of course, progressives love.
What does she mean by that?
By definition, if it's legal immigration, you voted for it. You had a chance to vote on it. Let's put it that way. Because your representatives, you voted on your representatives. Now, if your guy didn't win, well, that's not, I mean, let's face it. The majority of Americans' guy didn't win, and he's the president of the United States, right? The majority of people have voted, but he's the legally elected president of the United States. So don't complain about the fact that you lost an election that you voted in if you know, elections have consequences. And she'd be the first to tell you that. So that on its very face is a problem. Secondly, on its very face, are you just saying that you don't want foreigners in the country? Is that what you say? Just say that if that's what you mean. If you're just saying you don't want them in, we're not going to put up with this anymore. They're fuzzy foreigners and we're not going to do it. Then say that. This on the same day that Melania Trump's parents were sworn in as citizens of the United States, and their lawyers will not tell us what status and what pathway they went through to become citizens, is kind of interesting. Congratulations to them. I'm glad that, you know, the more the merrier is the way I have always looked at this in terms of legal immigration. Mm. Because none of us would be here if we're not for legal immigration.
Yes.
And some of us illegal immigration.
We're all good now.
Yeah. Okay. I wasn't necessarily referring to you, but thank you for clarifying.
Well, they were asked if coming out today, if they were, it was like that chain-based migration that the president speaks out about that they were beneficiaries of. And the lawyer for her parents said that's a dirty word and everything was legal. So it was, again, not giving a lot of
detail. But chain migration is legal. That's how everybody gets here, essentially, is it when you have family members who are here.
Isn't that what the president's calling to end?
Yes. But that's how they got here.
Right. This is what it seems.
Right? Her daughter moved here and became a citizen and then asked for her parents to be here. That's how that goes.
There is a Trump tweet that says, chain migration must end now. And yet,
except for, of course, Melania's parents. Yeah. I didn't mean it. Sorry, honey.
Certain countries.
Why is she watching CNN? All right. Anyway, mm-hmm. All right. Is this? It's like the Homer. I mean, it's like the Bart Simpson thing. It's like the when Bart Simpson goes to New York and he sees the Statue of Liberty. Give us your poor and you're tired. Hey, immigrants, get out! Country's closed. That's essentially what we're dealing with here. Okay. Checking in at
number four.
Then there's Willie Wilson. Mm. Other side of this. Willie Wilson, who said this earlier in a campaign stop at a Baptist organization today.
I was raised in South Jim Crow days. I'm just tired of white people telling me what to do. Come on. With my own money.
I'm less afraid of what Willie said than the reaction that he got.
Yeah.
It's sort of like, come on now. Wait, who said that?
I don't know. Well, yeah.
All right, do we have some Willie? Then we called Willie. Just within the last hour, we called Willie. We're like, wait, what?
With my own money. It's a reflecting, and then we always told what to do, and sometimes you have a relapse, you know, and we've been able to come up through the tough time and work hard, and as we work hard, and you make it in life financially, and people still want to tell you what to do with your own money. In this case, it's my own money that I'm spending, not the taxpayer money, and people don't tell me where I got to spend what I should not do and give away to help the people in the street who need food to eat.
All right. Okay. But then I asked him, you know, why is he not, why shouldn't he be considered racist for that?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's, you know, like, I'm not telling him what to do. And I couldn't go out and say that.
No, you right? You could not.
Hold on a second. Do we have that?
Ain't no way in the world that, look, I don't say I don't have a, I don't got nothing against white, black, or anybody, because in that press conference, I talk about the black aldermen and everything else, too. I give money to white, black, Asian American, et cetera, et cetera. But it was one of the moments that came on me, my own money.
Okay.
Well, he's upset. The Illinois Attorney General's office has given him some forms he needs to fill out about where all of the money is going. And charities have to file forms, annual reports with financial data. And he's apparently not doing that. He's doing these cash giveaways. And there's no doubt people are really helped by this. I mean, you think about how giving he is, how generous he is. And you read about their stories in the paper, single moms who can't afford their property taxes are making a choice between food and taxes, and you know, he's helping these people. It's just when you're running for mayor, you have to be handling it a little differently.
And let's be honest here, the Cook County Democratic organization is looking at this going, he's stealing our bit.
That's right, we've done this for years.
He's doing it better than we did it, and he could win,
and he's talking about it out loud,
right? What are you doing? Why can't we couldn't talk about it out loud? All right,
I wish JB and Governor Rauner would take the baton on this.
Yeah.
They could hand out gold bars to every citizen of Illinois. You each get a gold bar.
Let's get this going.
Here's a Bitcoin.
I don't want the Bitcoin.
No, give that to Kevin and Violetta.
I've been told I can't pay. I tried to pay yesterday my painter in Bitcoin, and he wouldn't take it.
What the hell is this?
House painter, not a portrait.
Oh, okay.
Just in case you're wondering. Well, I try to pay that guy in Bitcoin, too. I'm sitting for a portrait.
Of course. That's been going on for years now.
You already have an oil painting in your office, row of yourself.
It is something else. Mm-hmm.
It's true story.
It is.
Well, I got to, you know what? Mm-hmm. I figure that Trump can do that at the Trump International Golf Courses, you know, throughout the, you know, you walk in, it's a gigantic oil painting of him.
You should get Fake Time Magazine.
Yeah. I have those, too. I have those, too. All right, hold on, please. We'll get to your three, your two, and your one. But first, let's find out from Judy what's coming up at the bottom.
Chicago police plan more crackdowns as national leaders take shots at the city.
All right, Violetta. Bro Concho with Anna DeVlantis right here on 720 WGN.
Yes. Still on the top 5 to 5.
Yeah, we ran into some problems.
Well, I think Richard and I drove it off track a little bit at the beginning.
That's all right.
We started talking about LeBron James, who wasn't featured in the top 5.
Not yet, at least. I don't know. I haven't gone through the whole thing yet. And I would like to say that we will be talking about the changes in the Oscars, though, with Richard also in this half hour.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Because I now am eligible for an Oscar.
That's true.
And I like the idea of that. Yeah.
Number 3.
All right. A woman in New York who financed the purchase of a pet claims that she was ripped off. Danielle Cittadino. Is that a made-up name?
Cittadino, like, they're filling in this Saturday on the big 720, I believe.
Cittadino. said that a lending company is threatening to take her beloved dog back.
Oh, gosh.
Unless she makes a final payment. She says she didn't have enough money up front to pay for Max. What is Max? Do we know what Max is? A golden retriever? Or a golden doodle or something? I mean, golden retriever. How much is a golden retriever?
Mm. Wow, purebred, I suppose.
Paid $1,500 for a designer golden retriever.
Wow.
And she didn't have enough money to pay up front, right? So she signed a lease agreement for the dog.
Oh.
She made payments of $145 a month for 23 months, but she never expected to have to make the final lease payment. I guess it's sort of one of those lease, like, buyout deals, like a balloon payment.
So you're saying this was the tail end of the
Oh, I see what you did there. All right. The last payment was $338.
Oh, gosh.
Huh. Well, that's carrying costs and other kind of things.
Yeah, why do you do that? Yeah. Listen, come on.
We fell in love. Fell in love with him. The dog is a part of my family. He's not going anywhere. My Max. I had no idea it was a lease. They tell me, you know, I hear a financing. It's a loan. It's wrong. You can't rip a dog out of somebody's family that's been a part of their family for 2+ years. I'm sorry, but you're not getting the dog back. Nor are you getting this last payment. It's a scam.
She sounds exactly like Rosie O'Donnell, by the way, that woman.
Or a cast member of The Sopranos. Yeah. She's got this sort of thing.
Janice.
I would pay her just to not to have to actually go to her house and take up the dog.
Yeah.
It's $338.
I think she'll be able to raise it through a GoFundMe or something.
Well, first of all, how is she not able to pay $338 for her dog? If she loves the dog. So she was already paying $149 a month.
That balloon payment surprised her in the end, is what she's saying. So the last month she saw it was still that $150, and all of a sudden it was double. She just doesn't have it right now.
I don't have it. I'm not going to do it.
So can you repo a dog? I had never heard of that. Go ahead. I didn't know you can go show up and do that.
I didn't know you could finance a dog.
I didn't either. Oh, gosh. I didn't know that.
That's, yeah, wow.
I mean, you shouldn't be having the dog if you can't pay for the dog. Why are you having the dog if you can't pay for the dog?
She's just saying she was surprised by the final payment ballooning. That's all.
Maybe she can get a paw day loan.
See, what I'm thinking here is that if she had the money, if she got the way, I mean, it's easier for her to go, can I just pay this over the next 2 months instead of repoing the dog? She's causing a fight here. You listen to her. Did you hear her?
Well,
she's causing a fight here. She could have worked this thing out.
They're not getting my Max.
All right.
Okay. I hope she gets to keep her dog.
I'm with the whatever the finance company is that did this.
That's so heartless.
It's called Wags Lending.
I know.
Amazing. It
sounds so sweet.
Yeah.
Until they send you that balloon payment.
Do they have like a showroom then and everything?
I'm with Chase Bank or whatever it is that did this deal.
Take Max for a test.
Maybe she can't afford the dog.
Right. Maybe she can. Maybe Max is in better shape not being with her. That's why I'm going with that.
We need responsible owners.
Yeah, the people who can actually pay. All right. Thank you. Well, the minute the Violetta agrees with me, I've got to get out of the argument.
Number 2.
All right. Rod Stewart has got one of those residencies in Las Vegas. You know where the artists go there, and they're there for a couple of months. Mm-hmm. Elton John did this. Our friend Richard Marks did this for a while.
Yeah.
All these very lucrative.
Yeah. Britney Spears did it.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Cyndi Lauper's with him.
Oh.
Very cool.
Yeah. He talks about the difference between playing the same room in Vegas night after night versus being on the road.
I find when I'm playing Vegas, I have a bit of a deja vu moment, normally because I see the same people in the front row. Every night you're in a different facility. The songs take on a different meaning because they get different reactions from the crowd. Some are more popular than others, and some, you know, bring down the house.
That is interesting. You talk to those Jurassic rockers, as they're known, and they know what songs play in certain towns better than others.
How about that?
Because, radio was at least local, and that there were songs that were hits in Chicago that were not hits in New York or New Jersey. You know, it's just interesting because, Springsteen, as much as great as Springsteen is live, Springsteen never had huge hits on the radio in Chicago. Never. Huh. Never, ever. Huh. And all up and down the East Coast and on the West Coast, he was gigantic.
Huh.
But never was a big radio play here. You still don't hear him a ton.
That's true.
On the station. Well, you don't hear him on The Loop anymore anywhere because The Loop, now is not about Bruce Springsteen. It's about God. But you don't hear him on, those kinds of stations here that would play it. Isn't it interesting?
Yeah, it is.
So... but he still draws huge crowds here, and he does, and people, jump up for it. But they jump up for different songs here than they do in New York.
How about that?
Yeah, interesting. All right, but that's not about Rod Stewart. Did you see that Eric Trump and Mrs. Eric Trump went to the Las Vegas show last night?
Oh.
There are pictures of them with the, going to see Rod Stewart. If I'm Rod, I'm staying away from the whole thing. Kick your soccer ball into the crowd and get out. This is what I go back up to your hotel room.
Jam.
He's great. Rod Stewart is great. And Rod Stewart does something else that I think is amazing. He gets along with all of his ex-wives. There's many of them.
Yeah.
That's true. They all have a similar look about them, too.
Yeah, they did.
Mm-hmm. Have you noticed that?
Right. It was like a short-lived reality series where it was just him, in his kitchen, trying to figure out what the name of the wife was that was in front of him.
Guys always have a type.
Yeah.
He's always had, weird hair, though. It's like, is that a mullet? What are you doing?
Well, it hasn't changed.
Yeah, it's, the exact same. Every time.
Right.
Yeah.
It works.
It works for him. Signature. I just don't know why. Yeah, I guess it's his own
look. The problem is, he can pull it off.
Right.
Yeah. No one else can pull it off.
If I sit at the bar, give me the Rod Stewart look.
He used to try to do that in Chicago,
Kevin.
Too.
Oh, yeah.
But now, it's probably from behind, you wouldn't be able to tell the difference between him and Cyndi Lauper. They have sort of the similar hairdo.
There was a club manager in town for years in the 80s who looked just like Rod Stewart. Had the Rod Stewart hair, had the whole thing going. And then Rod Stewart walked into the nightclub one night.
Oh.
And that was pretty much the end of that.
The stare down.
Yeah. Mike, what are you doing, Mike? It was kind of like one of those things. Yeah. Yeah, it was kind of a deal.
I remember that guy.
Yeah, that guy was a big deal. The limelight.
Yeah.
Yeah. Years and years and years ago. That's before your kids' time. We knew how to have a drug fueled nightclub evening.
I knew the limelight because they were one of the few clubs that allowed 16-year-olds to go. They had teen.
What could possibly go wrong?
They had teen nighters.
Oh yeah.
So all of us
juice
would go.
Night. Yeah.
Oh wow.
I worked for got out of college. I worked for a company that did marketing for them, and I remember they sent me. They knew there were celebrities in town. They sent me to go. This was for 3 months to go sit in the VIP room and then make sure that the celebrities were being properly attended to.
Oh my God.
It was really quite a moment.
That is.
And so I got to know that guy pretty well. But what was really weird was, there were people that come back from the bathroom and go, is there supposed to be blood in there? I mean, it was oh my God. Talk about opening your eyes to the things that go on in the world.
Was it like Take Me to the Greek? Take Him to the Greek? Or
it was.
That movie where he's trying to
Boris
babysit.
There?
Oh God.
I can only imagine the personalities.
Boris wouldn't have lasted 5 minutes there. I saw things there that I thought, oh God, that look like they're fun on screen, and then you're like, no! Oh God, no!
Oh,
gosh.
All right, I might, wait, hold on a second here. We're the longest top five ever.
Number one.
Police in South Carolina released dash cam footage of a self-proclaimed, very clean, thoroughbred white girl. Have you seen this? This is unbelievable.
Yes.
She all right. She gets pulled over for DUI. Right. She gets pulled over for running a stop sign. Mm. Right. Mm-hmm. Then they put. You know, they're talking to her, and she's like drunk off her keister. Oh, they put her in the back of the car, and you know when they talk about white privilege. And people are all upset about white privilege. And like white people, we sit around and go, what the hell are they talking about?
Well,
this is what they're talking about.
I was a former student. She's a American high school student. I was an All-American cheerleader. I mean, it's the best beat my whole life. I miss a beat. You pulled me over for driving too fast. I mean, you ruined my whole career. Please, I've never been arrested. I've never been in jail. Please, I don't want to know what it's like. I'm a pretty girl. Please, don't make me go in there.
I'm a pretty girl. Please.
Sounds like one of Kristen Cavallari's friends. I was a cheerleader. I'm an All-American girl.
Listen, you try anything if you're in the back of a cop car.
Might as well give it a shot.
I'm a clean American girl, is what she said.
Okay.
What does that mean?
Who knows?
Jail's dirty.
I think that's what she's going for there.
She was a clean American thoroughbred girl.
Please,
that was an early draft of Tom Petty.
Please tell me they did not let her go.
They didn't.
No. No.
Oh, you should have said you were an all-American clean white girl. Let her go, guys. She's good.
The officer said her statements actually were further proof of her intoxication level.
By the way, 32 years old.
Yeah. Right.
Not a baby.
That is not a way to cry either.
Yeah.
Judy, you know.
That sounds like a child, like crying too hard, they're going to throw up.
No, it just sounds like, woe is me. I mean, you got to, you know, work it.
Beef it up a little bit.
Good
yeah.
Lord.
Make it more believable.
Guys today.
More of a wail.
I would never do that to a Chicago cop. They would be like, now we're going to find more stuff to charge you with.
Yeah. That, not only did they let her go, they released the audio. Right? I mean, that was they were like, okay, you want to see what's going on here? See what we have to put up with?
Wow.
Oh, please. No.
I was a cheerleader.
Does that count?
I'm a thoroughbred. Oh, my God. When you read the actual, you know, full.
The transcript?
They've transcribed it, too. That's the worst part. You're like, this girl is, when you read it. You're like, who would think to do this? Now, when you hear how drunk she is, it contextualizes it slightly, but that's what she really, you know, in vino veritas, that's what she really thinks about herself. I'm pretty. I'm white. I'm clean. I was a cheerleader. I was in all the best sororities. She goes on about her sororities. Jeez. She goes on about, you know, and then she was, you know, and she did all this like public service work through her sorority.
I was in Tri Delta.
I mean, it's sort of like.
She ruins it all with that.
She blows through a stop sign at 60 miles an hour in a 30 zone, right? And then she's like, oh, please, I don't want to. I'm pretty white girl.
Why didn't you say so? We have a special lane for you.
That's right.
Let's get this young lady home.
Now that you told us you're white, you're good.
It's like Ghostbusters. Let's go. Let's run some red lights and get you home.
All right. Let's close this thing up, and then we'll find out about the Oscars on the other side.
The top five at five.
Let's find out from Judy what's coming up at the top of the hour.
United denying accusations in a lawsuit over the friendly skies.
Violetta.
South
by. I'm so pretty, I gotta do the traffic. Oh, God.
Oh, gosh. I was in a sorority.